This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Steve Tibbetts has long pushed the boundaries of music, blending his electric guitar with sounds and instruments he's found around the world. Last year, Tibbetts released a critically acclaimed CD called Ch, on which he added his own music to an a cappella song cycle performed by Buddhist nuns from Nepal. Now, three of the nuns have come to the United States to perform the music with Steve Tibbetts. They're presenting a series of shows in churches, theaters, and bars. Ewan Kerr of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
This is a story about ancient beliefs, electric guitars, demons, and international telecommunication. It begins, at least for us, in late spring 1997.
There it is.
In the converted insurance office that serves as his Minneapolis studio, Steve Tibbetts grabs the Packerphone, mounted in a Green Bay football helmet, and tries to call Nepal.
01-977-1, it's Kathmandu, 478-246. Okay, rot's a ruck.
Tibbetts is trying to call Choeng Drolma, a nun at Nagi Gompa, a Buddhist monastery at the southern end of the Kathmandu Valley, and principal singer on Tibbetts' CD.
It's busy, Ewan. I mean, it's not busy, it's just impossible to try to get a decent line over there sometimes. We can try in a few minutes.
Tibbetts is eager to hear what Choeng thinks of how he's mixed his very contemporary music with her 900-year-old song cycle. While he waits, Tibbetts tells the story of how, working as a travel guide in Nepal, he spent some time at the monastery. Each night he would sit with the translators on the roof, listening to the distant sounds coming from the valley below.
And one evening, Andreas, a German translator, came up and said, "You should come down to the shrine room and listen to this nun sing. You should bring your tape deck." And so I bundled up my Sony Walkman and the little stereo mic and went down there and was so amazed at what I was hearing that I forgot to take it off pause.
Tibbetts was so taken with the music, he went back to the monastery some months later and this time, remembering to record, captured the whole song cycle. He brought the tape back to Minneapolis and began working on what he admits was an audacious and quite possibly sacrilegious project, mixing guitar and electronics with the ancient songs.
Like a Tibetan coming to Clarksville, Mississippi, finding Robert Johnson, recording him, taking the tapes back to Tibet, and adding Tibetan longhorns, crashing drums, monks chanting, putting together a tape and sending it back to Robert Johnson and asking him what he thinks about it. It's that ridiculous.
And the way Tibbetts proceeded with the project was just about as odd. He dubbed the singing onto two tracks of a 16-track tape. Then he began adding his own music. On a Monday, he might record a guitar track. On Tuesday, perhaps some gongs and percussion. Wednesday, something else, listening only to the singing and not what he'd recorded in previous days.
On Thursday, I'd have 7 or 8 tracks all created independently, and then I'd listen to them together with the singing or without and see what worked together. It's sort of like designing furniture by throwing pieces of wood into a pile in a dark room and then on Friday flipping on the lights and seeing what you can sit on.
Thank you.
Tibbetts 3 months to finish the project. It takes 2 days to get through to Choing Droma to hear what she thinks of the finished tape Tibbetts sent her. She's excited to talk, although she politely explains she's a little upset her picture is on the CD cover. As for the music...
Well, to be honest, I didn't really that much liked it the way, it was made it up, mixing up with other music. Because originally it is not that way.
Fast forward a year and a half. The Packerphone is still sitting on the floor of Steve Tibbetts' studio, but now so are Choing Droma and two other nuns singing what are apparently slightly off-color Nepalese folk songs. They are practicing with Tibbetts and percussionist Mark Anderson before following the grand old tradition of loading up the van and taking the show on the road. Choing says she has changed her mind about the music.
The main important thing is this, the original tune and the words in it, you know. So we never change that. So the music, as Steve Tibbetts does, is wonderful. I take it as an ornament, you know.
And what are the words being ornamented? The serene, ethereal songs are actually quite horrific in content. The foundation of the nuns' belief is the shedding of ego, ridding themselves of what they call bodily attachments. In the songs, they are calling out to demons, not to chase them away, but to offer the evil spirits something to stop them from bringing misery and sickness to the world. In the songs, the nuns offer themselves.
We say, well, have whatever you want. We try to get rid of our self-attachment, because mostly we care about our body so much. We think, my body, my eye, my face. But here you say, okay, have it. If you're happy with having my blood, please drink it and be happy and bring peace and harmony.
Nuns who have been studying for years will actually go and live in cemeteries and morgues where demons are known to reside to make the process easier. At least for the demons. Choing Droma and her choir are now confronting different demons. In the intensely patriarchal Nepalese and Tibetan cultures, education of girls and women is often neglected. Choing has a dream of teaching nuns basic skills, which they can then spread through the community. So she wants to build a school for the nuns, and to raise money, she has agreed to come to the United States to tour. Steve Tibbetts says she has come under intense scrutiny and pressure at home because of what she is doing. She'll get some scrutiny here too. While some of the gigs are in churches and theatres, a number are in bars. But for Choying, the venue is not as important as the effect the music has on her audience.
We are singing to make people happy, not to judge whether what they're doing, you know? So they drink, that's their life. If they're happy, above that, we're going to give them more entertainment, more happiness. If they're happy for a moment, that's how I accumulate my merit.
Choying Droma, two other nuns, guitarist Steve Tibbetts, percussionist Mark Anderson, and a Ford Econoline van are touring the East and the Midwest through November 15th. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr in Minneapolis.